dip 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 dip. Good evening, gentle listeners. Thanks for joining us on KGNU Community Radio. It is time now for The Labor Exchange, and I'll be your host this evening, Dave Ashton, making my debut on The Labor Exchange, and want to give a big shout-out to regular host Dennis Kreese. Thank you for all your incredible work through the years, and it's an honor to be here this evening. So, tonight on The Labor Exchange, after weeks of negotiations with their contractor, Flagship Facility Services, 350 janitors and members of the Service Employee International Union, Local 105, that service the entirety of the Denver International Airport, walk off the job on Friday after no agreement was reached by the time that their previous contract expired on Thursday night. The janitors, who are a majority people of color and immigrants in our community, say that the low pay is only worsening the staffing shortages at the airport, and the strike is their response to a lack of agreement to show Flagship that they are determined to get improved wages and working conditions. After a lack of resolution to what they maintain are unfair wages and workloads that have been worsened by the pandemic, 99% of the ballots cast by janitors employed by Flagship voted Wednesday to authorize a strike action on Friday. Though they did return to work on Saturday, the energy was high at Denver International Airport, and I was there to bring back this report.
So my name is Nelson Peralta Santana, and I work for Flagship for 10 years. We are here for a better race. We're fighting because we don't get the money we supposed to have. We only get $16 per hour, and we have to deal with a lot of dirty things in this airport.
So have you worked through the entire pandemic out here?
Yes, sir. We do... We do all in the pandemic. We work all pandemic. We do every day by day, and we don't get no raise. We don't get no bonus. We don't get none. So this company, they treat us like a slave.
What were some of the challenges that you've had? I know that, like, even in my job, I've had to do extra cleaning of stuff. You know, the trying to keep all surfaces wiped down. Has it been like an increase in the work that you've had to do?
Yes, this company lose a lot of people, and people that don't want they don't come working. And the people working now, we got extra job. They put like three areas, and then we get the same money.
So you're working twice to three times the amount, but still the same pay.
Yes, sir. We work a lot. We work two area, and we get the same money.
So it seems like all of the janitors are out here. So you all walked out today.
Yes, we came from 4 o'clock to now. We're not gonna sleep tonight. We're not gonna work tonight. We're gonna continue fighting for a better race.
Are there negotiations currently happening?
No, this company, they don't want to negotiate. The city, they don't come to us. And just, we're going to continue fighting.
Hi, can you please introduce yourself to KGNU's listeners?
Yes, my name is Tukda Matsbaha. I work in Denver International Airport for 18 years.
Wow, that's a really long career. What changes have you seen over that amount of time working here at the airport?
Well, before we used to buy houses because of we have fair wages, and then we are a minimum wage 40% higher. But now we are close to minimum wage, and then we doesn't get fair wages. That's why we are here.
So How about your workload? Like, what are you expected to do here at the airport, particularly during the pandemic?
Well, during the pandemic, no one was there, but we was here the whole time. Some stuff, we was here, but now is, what was it?
Just has your workload increased?
Yes, it is increased because of the company is not paying fair wage. The people is quitting because they go in the other companies. That's why we got workload.
So I understand you're a steward for Local 105?
Yes, I'm a steward for Local 105 in the Burgundy team, and I used to be executive board.
What's been the process, the situation at the bargaining table?
Well, the companies, they don't want to bring enough money in the table. So they just block it. They say, we cannot give it to you. We don't have it. So they give us, after 3 days, they give us 3%. So that's not enough for us. So we want to be competitive.
3%, that would be just like a small cost of living increase, right?
Yes. The Denver, as you know, it is the cost of living is high. So we want to have fair pay. That's why we're here.
So what are you hoping, what's the message you're hoping to get across here today?
Today we are here is we are essential workers. We work for this Denver International Airport. Some people is working for 25 years. So we need fair pay, and the communities be with us and to live the standard of the life in Colorado.
I want you to do me a favor. Look around. See everybody next to you. Do you recognize the moment we are in? You all are making history happen.
I've done this work for 28 years. I've been with workers on strike before, and I am so damn proud of all of you for standing up today. No one ever wants to strike, but sometimes when you've been pushed around and disrespected, you gotta stand up. Am I right? And I am the proud president of SDIU 105, and I am here to tell all of you that all 8,000 members of our union stand with you today. The entire labor movement of Colorado and the AFL-CIO and other unions stands with you today. Now let's talk about, I've been being asked by reporters today, what is this strike about? And it ain't complicated. What I want you to do right now is raise your hand if you have trouble paying your bills.
I hate using a bullhorn. Raise your hand if you have a hard time paying the bills, and keep them up. Keep them up. Raise your hand if you have to think about whether or not you can afford to take your kids to the doctor. Keep them up. Keep them up. I want you to look around. Every single hand was up. Every single hand was up. And that is wrong. That is wrong, right? Yes. That is wrong. Yes. Because for 18 months, You've all been called heroes, right?
Yes.
You've been called heroes, right?
Yes.
And you've been called essential.
Yes.
And you know what? You are. You are. And I want us all to remember what it was like 18 months ago when this pandemic started. You came to work and there wasn't enough personal protective equipment, right?
Yes.
There wasn't enough masks, right?
Yes.
There wasn't enough cleaning supplies, right?
Yes.
There wasn't a vaccine. But you kept coming to work. And I think this airport and flagship and this community has to remember that. Because you risked your life. You risked the lives of your families, right? And you kept coming to work. And now, a year and a half later, our bargaining team is saying at the table, we need to be paid like heroes.
Yeah.
And we need to be paid like essential workers.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So that's what this is about, is pay and workload and respect.
Yeah. Respect.
Respect. Because I'm sorry, well, I'm really not sorry, but when someone calls you, every political leader, every business leader, the media, everybody said you were heroes, right?
Yeah.
And now, when it comes to your paycheck, now they don't call you heroes no more, right?
Yeah.
That is disrespectful.
Yeah.
That is disrespectful.
Yeah.
And that is why I'm so proud of you for standing up today. Now I got a couple other questions for y'all. When have you been listened to? Anytime by your company?
No.
Do they respect you?
No.
Do they listen to you?
No.
Do you have a voice with them that they respect?
No.
Well, guess what, y'all? They heard you today.
Yeah.
They heard you today.
Yes, we can.
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 All right.
Yes, we can.
We got to change that up a little bit because today what that chant is, yes, we did.
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 Yeah.
Two last things. Number one, we just talked about you just want to be paid right. You want to be paid like heroes. Now, this airport always has money for what they want to have money for.
That's right.
And we got researchers in our union. So let me give you a fact. The last 3 years, just the amendments, just the changes to over 40 contracts at this airport have cost over $1 billion. That's all for the buildings and the physical, what they call the physical infrastructure. But now when it comes to we need to pay our people infrastructure, because without you, this airport don't function, right?
Yeah.
Well, so we got it. We're going to get some money for all of you, right?
Because
they got money when they got it. Now they need to pay all of you, right?
Yeah.
All right. So last thing I'm going to do. This is how I know you've been heard. It's not just what they've seen today, which is powerful. Yesterday, your bargaining team was handed a letter from Flagship, which threatened to take away your health care if you went on strike today. Now, why does a boss do that? They do it when they're scared of you. They do that when they're scared of you. And I just got an email a little bit ago from our attorney. They've already backed off of that. And they're saying, we're not going to change anyone's health care right now. They backed off. Because you've got them scared, right? So that's why you've been listened to. You have sent this message. You have been heard. And I got one last question for you. Are you having fun today? Are you having fun today? Are you ready to keep fighting? Are you having fun today? Are you ready to keep fighting? Let's do this! All right, I am very proud to introduce our vice president of our healthcare part of our union, Miss Pat Johnson Gibson.
Look at you. Look around. Today, we make a statement. And the statement is that we will not stop until we get what we deserve. Yeah. We are the essential workers. We have a right to these wages. We have fought, and we will not stop fighting. Yeah. Today, Flagship, we came with a message. Your ship is at the port. But what you see are blue wings flying, baby, and we're not gonna land this airplane until we get what we came for. Yeah. We will not stop. When we fight, we win. When we fight,
we win.
When we fight,
we win.
We are the voice. We are the people that keeps this place running.
Yeah.
And they owe this to us.
Yeah.
Never quit.
Yeah.
Never stop. The more we dig in, the more they back out.
Yeah.
Let your voices be heard. Because today, this sea of purple is SEIU essential workers.
Yeah.
Let's go. Thank you. I am now going to bring on Rock.
I'm back. All right. I am very proud to introduce all of you, one of our staunch allies, someone who's always stood up for working people since being elected to Denver City Council, Chris Hines.
Hello, everybody. My name is Chris Hines, and I serve on Denver City Council, and I'm here to say we need justice for our janitors.
Yeah!
I'm here to say we need hero pay for hero work.
Yeah!
I don't know if you know, but when I was growing up, my mom was a janitor. I grew up in a small town in East Texas. My mom worked in our police department. She cleaned our police department. She made sure that our folks were safe, that we had access to, she was like you, making sure that just as my mom cleaned the police station, you are here making sure our city runs.
Yeah.
You are essential workers, and you need to be fairly compensated.
Yeah.
You need an honest day wage for an honest day job.
Yeah.
You need access to reasonable benefits.
Yeah.
And at the end of a productive career, you need access to a reasonable retirement. So I want to thank all of you for doing the hard work. It's easy for me to just show up and talk to you, but you are putting your First Amendment rights to work, and I'm so happy to see that. Thank you so much for being here. I'm so proud to support you and all the workers.
Councilmember Chris Hines! Woo! Thank you! Thank you! Thank you!
Se puede!
Si se puede! Si se puede! Si se puede! Flagship, this strike is about a couple things. Flagship failed to offer fair wages, right?
Yeah!
Flagship failed to fix your workload and protect you at the work site, right?
Yeah!
But finally, Flagship failed to offer respect.
Yeah.
Respect for each and every one of you, all the work you've done, everything you all have shared. Who here has felt that the airport doesn't respect you, doesn't value you, or that the company doesn't respect you or value you? Raise your hand. Who here is cleaning a bathroom or picking up trash has felt they don't respect that?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? That changed today.
Yeah.
You want to hear why? I got an email. All the airport workers got an email this morning from the CEO of the airport, Phil Washington. You want to hear what the email said?
Yeah.
It said there's a strike. It said that they're asking Flagship to come back and negotiate with us and fix the problem. Why? Because they're nervous, right? They know they can't run this place without you.
Yeah.
But guess what? They also said, this is from the CEO of the airport. They asked, I would ask all of you to make the extra effort and pick up trash, report any overflowing bins, do whatever is necessary, no matter where you are, to keep Dan clean. Are they missing you now? Right now we need you to do more and help us pick up after others. Does the airport need you? Does the airport need you? All right, so. The other thing this strike's about, I was talking to a couple workers earlier today. Some of them have been here 32 or 34 years, right? And never gone on strike before. They thought we couldn't do it. They thought you couldn't do it. Did you do it? Did you do it? Did you do it? Are you afraid? Are you tired? Are you gonna give up? All right. So, over the past 3 days, dozens of media articles have come out from our local press, from our national press, talking about your story, right? Dozens of elected officials have stepped up and said, we stand with the janitors.
Yeah.
And we're not done yet. Folks are gonna go back to work tomorrow morning, because we have sent a powerful message to the airport, to Flagship, saying we ain't gonna take this.
Yeah.
And we'll do it again if we have to.
Yeah.
And with that, I'm going to invite my sister Tick Dem to come up and offer a closing thought. So Tick Dem, what do you got?
All right, my name is Tick Dem. I worked in this airport for 18 years. I'm the bargaining team. Now, I want to hear it. You guys, are you with us?
Yeah!
Are you with us?
Yeah!
Are you with us?
Yeah!
Okay. We are the bargaining team. We're going to do whatever it takes. Are you with us?
Yeah!
Are you with us?
Yeah!
Are you with us?
Yeah!
Thank you. All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you, Tick Dem. So we are going to keep escalating, right? We are going to keep getting bigger and stronger until we can get a great contract and great wages. Amen?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So we've got one last special guest. Yes.
Jesse Danielson.
State legislator is going to speak with us. Thank you, State Senator. We're glad you're with us today.
Hello, SDI
by you. How are you? My name is Jesse Danielson, and I'm a state senator from Jefferson County, and I am here to tell you that there are those of us in the State House that are listening to you. We have your back, and we support what you're doing here today. You've been called heroes for the last 20 months. You have not been treated like heroes at all. We are depending on you to stand strong, stick with it, and get what you deserve, because we need you. You are the heroes, and we need to treat you like the heroes that you are. Thank you so much for letting me come here today to be part of this. You are strong. We are with you. We are listening to you, and we support you.
Hi, my name is Luis Gonzalez.
And Luis, are you a janitor here at DIA?
Yes, I am a janitor for 10 years at the airport, and I'm also a steward for Local 105.
So tell me about the process of getting to here today with people out walking out of the job, picketing.
We're on a strike. We didn't get to a conclusion on negotiations with the contract with Flagship. We negotiated with them for 3 months. We didn't get to a conclusion.
So without a contract right now, the workers are taking to the picket line. What are you hoping to see change?
We're on a strike right now, and hopefully we go back to the tables and negotiate again for better wages, overload work, and respect.
Tell us about some of the ways that your work has changed with the pandemic.
Ever since the pandemic, we've been risking our lives. We're the ones who clean the airport inside and out. We clean the train station, the hotel plaza, the terminal, A concourse, B concourse, C concourse. We clean all the airport for the people that pay a lot of money to come and fly.
How have your meetings been gathering together your local?
With Flagship, we haven't got any good response. We're still fighting for better wages.
So there's not a negotiation happening right now?
Last night was the last negotiation. The contract expired at 12 midnight.
What do you think Flagship's response is going to be?
Hopefully they hear us. I mean, either Flagship or the city will hear us, and hopefully we win what we want.
How can KGNU's listeners support the DIA janitors in this struggle?
Just by be on our side. You know, we're the ones who are risking their life, and we're the ones who clean the airport to make it look all nice for you guys. You know, we appreciate all the help that you can help us, and we're glad that you can help us if you can.
Thank you for taking a minute to talk to me.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
So tonight on the Labor Exchange, I've been your host, Dave Ashton, in for Dennis Kreese. Dennis is on an extended hiatus, but given the state of labor affairs currently, we would like to try to fill his shoes from time to time with timely stories about the resurgence of the labor movement. If you enjoyed today's show, you can reach out on our comment line and give a call at 303-447-9911. For the Labor Exchange on KGNU, this is Dave Ashton. Dip, 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 dip. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, butter. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, butter. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, butter. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, butter. Dip, 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 dip